You mentioned ofatumumab in terms of CLL. Anything other new research initiatives in CLL that you think might be fruitful?
Well, lenalidomide is certainly something that we're looking at, and they've had some problems deciding on the dose of lenalidomide in the relapse setting. There's something called a tumor flare that occurs with lenalidomide, a painful enlargement of the lymph nodes. Patients don't feel well. They do seem to respond to steroids, and there have been some reported cases of tumor lysis. So we have to be very careful. The dose that you use for MDS and myeloma is not the dose you use in CLL. So we are going to be involved in a study looking at lenalidomide in the relapse setting of CLL in a very low dose, starting 5, 10 milligrams. There were some very interesting abstracts at ASH this year, actually looking at lenalidomide as frontline treatment in the elderly. I think Dr. Farajoli from MD Anderson reported frontline lenalidomide in elderly patients. You know, I'm not overwhelmed with the responses as a single agent. I think it's going to have to be combined with something else. And remember, there are cytopenias associated with lenalidomide.